producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Boy, I could barely get that out. It was a sea of red, a tidal wave of GOP love. Now, as we continue through the week, it's going to be what's going to happen next, and will there be a spirit of cooperation from the White House when it comes to working with the majority of Republicans in the Senate and the House to get things done? And the president is talking about executive orders, probably realizing that this is not going to be a Clinton-esque relationship that he had with, during his term, a Republican majority in the Senate. This is pretty much where we stand the day after. It's the aftermath. Even the president congratulating Republicans for the big gains. But after the midterm massacre, it's the next couple of steps that will really matter. And when it comes to the next couple of steps, we told you this on our last show. The one piece of information we found out right away from our pals at Talk Radio News who were on the scene at the White House was very little was coming out except for that the president was going to have a meeting with congressional leaders on Friday in an effort to try to work together and lay the groundwork, I suppose, for that. So Friday is a very, very big day. People are discussing the Democrats and were they surprised and how they lost it and was it a shocker and did people just dislike Obama and affordable health care and the economy? And I'll tell you, one thing it is a very sobering message for this president, because when you get into your second term, you know, it's about the ego. It's about legacy. What am I leaving? What's my mark on my office and this country? And I would say the prez has to feel like the assessment is pretty clear that people are not happy. The verdict is in, and the president can't just blame all these massive Democratic losses on a mixed-up map, because that was one of the things that he talked about. He talked about the elections that places in states where he were less favorable for Democrats. He focused more on that. I think what it shows is when Obama took office, Democrats had 59 senators, 256 House members. After this Tuesday, they have 45 to 47 senators, because there's still some undecided things, and 190 Democrats who are in the House. That's one of the worst slides in congressional seats of any modern-day president, certainly. So the White House has to look at what the legacy is going to be. I think they have to look at the responsibility of the administration. I thought it was going to be a big night for Republicans. In fact, many of you had called and asked for predictions. So I wasn't surprised by this, but there were a lot of people that from the Democratic Party who must have had rose-colored glasses on and weren't believing any of the polls. You know, I'm the poll princess, as I say often here on the show, and there's a reason why people pay millions, political people pay millions of dollars to look at polls, because the polls are like expensive tea leaves that are usually right on. So, yes, I imagined Republicans winning the way they did, winning even in places like Maryland and Massachusetts when it came to the governor races that were up for grabs, the governor seats. And how about Iowa? How about Colorado? So I think one of the big takeaways for the Republicans is going to be, what do we do now? We have the keys to the kingdom. Where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? In what direction are we going to move? Hey, how about this too? For the first time, according to all reports, I was looking at some statistics, the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers, my cousin works there, is reporting that American now have at least 100 women in Congress. That's a 3 times increase, 3 times the amount, over 25 years. So how about that? Joni Ernst really made a lot of noise from Iowa when she jumped into that role as senator, was elected just a day ago. And then Jeanine Shaheen, Shelley Moore, Capito, also won their Senate races, and so you could throw them into the mix if you want to look at the gender part of this equation. But Tuesday night was just a huge, huge night, needless to say, for the Republicans. So now they get over the huge night. The Democrats are licking their wounds. The president has to deal with John Boehner in the House as the Speaker of the House and Mitch McConnell as the Senate Majority Leader. What does it translate into for this country? What does it translate into for Republicans moving into 2016? Because I think that's also the other big part of this. And when I say that, it means for Hillary Clinton, it has to be a little bit of a red flag. First, you think the first time she runs in 2008, it looks like, wow, this is, you know, this is hers for the taking. And didn't she want to be president all along? And then comes Obama and she's told to take a seat, basically. She waits all the way through this period. And now you roll into what is a triumphant, amazing numbers-wise game for the Republicans with huge gains. And that does not bode well if the momentum is there for the GOP heading into the presidential year, and especially coming off of a Democratic president. Because we had 2 terms of Obama. So if there's going to be a move, it's going to be moved back to a Republican if the right Republican runs. But who's the right Republican? Because of the huge tsunami of red that swept over the country, anybody who had a pulse and had their name prominently mentioned last year as a possibility for president threw in their 2 cents about wanting to run in 2016. I mean, they all came out of the woodwork. Chris Christie, Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal, a whole bunch of people who want to be there for the Republicans as that beauty pageant will roll out coming up next year. All right, we've just scratched the surface. We're going to hear some of the aftermath from the Prez next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period, said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to Guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to Guns80.com. That's Guns80, the number's 80, Guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Obviously, Republicans had a good night, and they deserve credit for running good campaigns.
All right, that's the Prez. Short and sweet, he gave him credit for running good campaigns. How about, isn't it a referendum on how people feel about what's happening in this country? Because, you know, you got to take a look in the mirror. That's what happens. It's a tough, bitter pill to swallow, but other presidents, both Republicans and Democrats, have gone through that. But not to this extent where it's an avalanche. Normally, there could be a swing, but not the kind of swings that you have to hearken back to the Reagan years. And I think that was what really hacked off the Democrats. And it absolutely can be pointed partially at the White House because of people being frustrated with some of the things that have happened. I mean, I would even say the Ebola response initially might have factored in with a few people, but certainly Obamacare squeezing a lot of people in the middle class versus some people who really embrace it. I think there are more of the middle class who can't believe what has happened to their premiums and to their coverage and to the doctors that they now have to go to, meaning their doc isn't on their list or whatever it might be. So, yeah, it's not surprising that you would have people that would be using this as, okay, here's the litmus test, and I'm going to go in a different direction. What I would love to know is how many people who are registered as independent, how many people who are registered Democrats voted for for some of these Republicans? That's what I would want to know. I mean, there's, you know, you can always vote straight party when you go in, as you all know. So you could just touch the screen for straight party. But I would want to know who jumped ship in a couple of the different places, because I'm assuming that there are some of those people. That there are some people that just said, yeah, you know, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I'm not having it this time. Or, you know, I'm an independent, but yeah, I don't like this. So I'm gonna go for something different. And here's what's interesting, too. If you remember, and we played some of these spots, some of the states, in fact, a lot of the states, tied the Democrat to Obama's failed policies. If you vote for Kay Hagan, it's like voting for Obama. It's like voting for Obamacare all over again, or whatever the different spots said. But in Florida, they did the same thing. In Texas, they did that with the Wendy Davis race for governor versus Greg Abbott. So it wasn't so much about Greg Abbott as a nasty, terrible person attacking that kind of negative stuff that direction. It was about, you vote for Wendy, that's a vote for the Obama policies. And immigration, I think, played into this, too. So how interesting is that? It just goes to show you. When we talk about government, how often do we talk about government waste? Our man Jack Alexander down under, always good with the investigation, did a little digging into that and is going to tell us some of the more ridiculous, wasteful things that we've spent money on, coming out of a long list, a laundry list out of D.C. So he's coming up on our next segment to do that. Plus, at the tail end of the hour, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I've actually had a few people who have come up to me to tell me dumb things. How about that? After hearing it on the radio and then meeting me somewhere, bringing up the dumb things. I've had it happen now 3 times, which is very surprising, I have to say. But good for you. You've caught on to it. I myself have a really good dumb thing. And it's one that somebody else wrote in about that reminded me of mine, let's put it that way. Yeah, you got to love it, right? And we have to be able to laugh at ourselves. If we can't do that, you know, what good is it, right? All right, so the numbers we talked about are absolutely in favor of the Republicans. There are some things that are hanging in the balance, and I'm sure you know that, but just in case, Louisiana runoff election, December 6th, so that could become a Republican vote. That's absolutely in the air. Mary Landrieu is fighting tooth and nail to maintain that seat, but this is a coin flip, and in fact, the Republican Cassidy is just a little bit ahead. And in Virginia, all day long, what was being talked about was, wow, this is just too close to call. Still too close to call. What happened? The incumbent, Mark Warner's supporters were saying, how did this happen? Ed Gillespie's folks are saying, man, are you kidding me? Could this really happen? Warner led by about 12,000 votes out of more than 2.1 million that were cast with all the precincts reporting. So that was enough for him to declare victory late Tuesday. But Gillespie hasn't conceded. And the Associated Press didn't call the race. And the margin is closer than the polls. You know, Warner's a first-time senator, left the governor's mansion in 2006 with giant approval ratings, won a Senate seat in 2008, but he really tumbled back to reality thanks in part to the Obama coattails that I've been trying to talk about, that the coattails just aren't that big. And his brutal approval ratings, I think, affected a lot of Democrats that they thought were layups. Now, the Warner supporters say they're confident that their man has more than enough votes to withstand a possible recount, Gillespie can request it if the margin is 1% or less. So, interesting, because if you think of Gillespie, he's the former Republican National Committee chair, and they liked the fact that this was such a tight one because they weren't expecting that. This was one of the, boy, it'd be nice to see some numbers, but I don't think we're going to get that. Whew. 69 House seats. Little nuggets of history throughout will weave it in. 69 House seats, that's what's been lost for the Democrats, the most since Truman. Not even close, the most since Truman. They didn't expect that. That's for sure. And then the pot business is in business in a few spots. Voters gave the thumbs up to smoking the joints in Oregon, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. You're not shocked by that, right? Some of those people are going to get a rude awakening when they go and say, I'm just going to try a brownie, and they're knocked on their heels. When I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, I talked to a Fox Network TV, a documentary filmmaker who was telling me about covering the pot story for Fox, and her boss saying, you've got to sort of insert yourself into this to try it since you've never had pot in your life. And she said it was absolutely brutal what happened. Rubbery legged, thought she was having a heart attack because she never, ever in her life smoked pot. Now here she was eating pot. And there's such strong strains of it, apparently, that a lot of times people have no idea what they're getting into. But cannabis is legal in all the places that I just mentioned. And, of course, Washington and Colorado are on the list from before, so slowly but surely, pot is becoming acceptable. And is it only a matter of time before every other state says yes to marijuana? I mean, this referendums in this area are shifting as far as American opinion on asking the question, can I buy some pot from you? No longer in a back alley. Now you can just go to the store and get some pot, at least in all the places that I mentioned. How do you feel about that? Jack's down under. He's going to resurface with some waste next on America Tonight.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Voted no matter what happens in your little hamlet. I hope that the listeners of America tonight were out there voting, because the greatest thing about living in the United States is that we can kvetch, moan, bitch, and complain about what's happening in this country. If we were in a state-controlled environment, if you know what I mean, like the nutball that runs North Korea, or in China, even though there are some Chinese millionaires and people that have made huge strides in the Chinese economy, there is that little hum in the background where you get the state-run media nonsense pumped out into the airwaves. Anything we got on the air, whether it's through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, or radio airwaves like this one, or on the tube, is 10 times better than living in one of those places where you cannot call a radio show, you cannot write an op-ed piece, you have no voice other than the whispers in the back of the house. So pat yourself on the back. I hear the patting going on. Pat yourself on the back. If you voted, and shame on you if you didn't remember, it's always worth exercising that muscle, that right to vote. I can say I'm proud in my neighborhood, in my polling place, which I just had to really walk across the street. I had no excuses. Jam-packed with people, all shapes, sizes, ages, everything. From kids first time voting, woo, to people with canes and walking and struggling, and we were helping them. I love it. I love it. Jackie baby, down under, who would love to drink from the cup of liberty we have here in America, by the way, as you've heard his saga over the whole green card thing. He's done a lot of research for us on this government waste, which we could wrap around the globe a few times, if you know what I mean. How much money do we throw down the proverbial rabbit hole? Jack, hello.
Oh, hello, Kate. The amount of money is staggering. And after reading this first one, I went and grabbed my wife's dressmaking pins and hid them away. Because the government gave out a grant of $331,000 in a study to work out that spouses stab voodoo dolls more when they're hungry. Over the course of 21 consecutive nights, 107 couples were given the chance to stick up to 51 pins into voodoo dolls representing their spouses. And apparently women tend to jab the voodoo doll more times when they need a sugar fix, when they need a cookie. Now, I know you're a poker player. I'm a poker player. They spent $171,000 teaching chimpanzees to play poker on the computer, just because of the bright lights. To study free will and whether monkeys have the same tendencies to have favorite hands. So that was a great one. Do you remember the old MGM musicals and the synchronized swimming that they used to have? Okay, Esther Williams, who was a big star of that, would love this one because they spent over $300,000 trying to train sea monkeys, those funny little things you bought in the little sachet in the back of comic books as kids. They're actually brine shrimp, a form of plankton. And using red and blue lasers, they tried to teach them dance routines. And they spent over $300,000 on that. Another $387,000 was spent studying the effects of Swedish massage on wascally wabbits.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, now here's one for the gamers. The U.S. Army has spent over the last few years a total of $7 million, but in the last 12 months on this program, $414,000 on a first-person shooter video game. I actually downloaded because I wanted my research to be thorough for you, Kate. Actually, not a bad game. It's got a few bugs, and between missions, they have flooded it full of recruiting videos. So, you know, and I'm in the mood to sign up and do another hitch in the army, even at a rapidly approaching 48 with bad knees, metal in my ankle. I'm enjoying the game. I think that they overspent on the money. But one of the concerns has come out over it. The CIA has come out with concerns that this game might give away tactical secrets to our enemies, or they might be able to use the technology to create their own games. Well, the game engine behind it is already open source, and Hamas and Hezbollah have already got their own versions of the same game. In fact, from the reviews I've read, their versions are actually better than the one that was developed in the United States. Our final one on the military note, the Pentagon spent $1 billion to destroy $16 billion, so that's a total of $17 billion, in ammunition. Now, certain things like chemical weapons and so on that have been outlawed by treaty, I can understand them disposing that. But the majority of the ammunition that they have been disposing of is that for small arms, handguns, rifles, and so on. Now, why not sell that on the market?
No kidding.
A major portion of that back. And not only help the small quantity or the difficulties in shooters actually accessing ammunition, particularly in these common calibers, because it's been difficult over the last 6 years to get this ammunition. 9mm, 223, 308. I mean, they're incredibly hard to get a hold of at the moment. The government could have actually made some money back on all of this, or instead of the quasi-law enforcement agents or branches of agencies that have nothing to do with law enforcement buying millions upon millions of rounds of ammunition, why didn't they just reallocate it there? You know, it's all this sort of stuff. I mean, Senator Coburn has done this book every year, I think, since he's been in office. We could do this spot for a week until the next book comes out and not cover it all. There is just so much in there.
Yeah, no kidding. It's so offensive. It's ridiculous. It's one thing to blow money on something where you and I could debate, well, yeah, okay, yeah. But, the things with the chimpanzees you're talking about in the beginning, I mean, that's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, that...
And the games, frankly. Yeah.
Yeah. Mountain lions on treadmills. That was another one.
All you can do is laugh. Again. Doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. It's just absolutely ridiculous, the sort of mindless junk that is being spent on. Now, this book covered, I think, in total, $40 billion worth of immediate spending of junk in the last year, not a cumulative effect. Like some of these are cumulative over many years, like the $16 billion worth of ammunition that has been accumulated and now is deemed stale. I've never known a packet of ammunition to go, bad in the fridge. Like last week's turkey sandwich. But it's ridiculous. Just a quick follow up from the Melbourne Cup. Sadly, it was a heart attack that killed Amariki, and the other horse was euthanized with the broken leg. The vet said basically the cannon bone, which is the bone between the knee and the fetlock joint in the ankle, was smashed. There was nothing they could really do for that. And, look, just touching on the election, I want to congratulate, although I don't have her name in front of me, the young 18-year-old, GOP candidate from West Virginia who got up. 18 years of age. I mean, this shows real promise for the future that young Americans as young as 18 are willing to throw their hat into the ring and stand up. Her platform was fantastic. That as a young West Virginian, she was tired of kids her age having to leave the state just to get work.
And she was one of the many young, fresh faces, by the way, in the party. That's smart. That was one of the big, grand moves, I think, by the Republicans. Another person to watch under 40. Thanks, Jackie, baby. Under 40 was George P. Bush, the nephew of George Bush. He was elected land commissioner in Texas. He's got a bright future. Dumb things next.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play the let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Yeah, Republicans are still singing. In fact, they had Frank Sinatra and company for breakfast, or anything like it. Jazz singers included, mixed in there. Diana Krall's the lovely voice that you hear, jazz singer. She does some Frank Sinatra stuff. You know, it's interesting. Jack was giving us that report on waste, and he's right that Tom Coburn is the guy who always puts it together. What a stroke of brilliance on his part. You want to point out how ridiculous things are in D.C.? Start pointing out voodoo dolls and gambling monkeys and zombies and paid vacations for bad bureaucrats and, you know, all kinds of insane things about mountain lions and more. I mean, it's so egregious. And if you want to see more, you can go to coburn.senate.gov and see some more of the stuff that Jack was talking about. But he did such a nice job vetting some of the sillier things, I suppose, that are out there in the waste book. Like he said, you could do this for hours. You could go through for hours. You know what was spent on watching grass grow? $10,000. How about your tax money and my tax dollars went to Swedish massages for the rabbits? Wabbits. I think he said something about the wabbits. That's crazy. It's crazy. He talked about the synchronized swimming for the sea monkeys. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And I think of all the things that even Jack mentioned, the voodoo dolls are the most ridiculous. Could you use a couple thousand dollars? Just give us the money. If this is what's going on, if we're wasting that much money on stupid things, why not give the money back to the people then? We'll just reinvest it in our futures. Why not? Versus worrying about mountain lions, like Jack was talking about, on a treadmill. What are we learning from mountain lions on a treadmill? Now, somebody will argue that. Somebody from a zoo could call in and say, no, that's significant because X, Y, Z. No, it's because you're messing with someone's pot of money. That's what it is. All right, I don't want to take up too much time because I promised we would go to dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Yeah, anyone cooks my dog, you are dead to me, and you're in trouble. That's a funny line. I don't know that many people know what that line is from. If you can figure out what the line is from, send me your guess at americatonight.net, and I will send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. All right, dumb things. This one first from Dr. Jake, not to be confused with Jake in Austin. Dr. Jake says, Kate, this was such an embarrassing moment for me, and it seems so trivial, but yet it was more than that, I suppose. I was with my honey, and we were in Santa Fe. I was going to propose to her that weekend. In fact, I did. But I was trying to be the smooth, cool guy. We were in an ice cream store. And I don't know, we had just taken a big hike. I'm an in-shape kind of guy. I decided I was going to get a triple cone, not really knowing what it was, just deciding I want a boatload of ice cream. They give me the triple cone. I grab it up in my hand and proceed to drop the giant balls of ice cream right down the front of my shirt and my pants. A dog was just outside of the ice cream parlor, struggling with its owner, waiting in line, and suddenly he found himself in this position where I was standing, and he got close to licking my, let's say, private areas, because that's where the ice cream had fallen down the front of me. Needless to say, it was awkward, and I will never go for a triple cone again. You know, I've seen triple cones on boards in ice cream places and stuff, but who is ordering a triple cone, especially you're nervous and you're going to propose to your fiancé and you're getting a triple cone? Dude, that is weak. What were you thinking with that, Dr. Jack? You needed it like in a cup, because weren't your hands a little shaky? Yeah. I understand the ice cream thing, though. I've had an ice cream fall out of a cone. Not a triple cone, but just a one single cone, and it plopped over. This one from Dan, and Dan says, oh, Kate, I think you said something about skiing once. I have a really bad skiing one. I am an okay skier. In fact, I used to be pretty good, but you know how it is when you don't ski very much. I have great ski equipment, so I look like I know what I'm doing. I was with my wife and my kids are amazing. They fly down even the Black Diamond trails. And for you who don't, people who don't know skiing, Black Diamond is expert. And I go up on the lift, and when you get off the lift, you just kind of glide off. And I think you know about that, Kate. But instead, for some reason, I decided I was going to do some kind of fancy flip. I can't even explain what was going through my head. And I cracked my head at the top of the lift line as I was getting off of it. And it stopped the line, stopped people in midair. And it took them a while to get me up, get me going, get me help. And so I believe, according to my wife, I backed up the mountain for about 25 minutes. Wow. Mortified. I really, really hate going back to that resort because I am forever known as the biggest avalanche to hit Keystone, Colorado. All right, that's a really good email, actually. Keystone, I know Keystone, that's a very popular skiing resort. So I can imagine that I've been there, there's a lot of people there. And people just, you're paying serious money, ridiculous money, to buy these lift passes. So you want to get up, you want to get up there, boom, I want to do a run. Get back up again, boom, I want to do a run. Because there's so many people, it's like Disneyland, and there's no fast pass. So you're waiting, 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 and you paid, you know, $125 to be on that mountain for the day. And people had to have been furious, complaining, probably on their cell phones. Who knows what was going on that mountain, but I guarantee it was not favorable. And it's very strange doing the flip thing. I've fallen before on, like, the lift line things, but not to where, even if they stopped it, I was up right away. Because sometimes your momentum carries you, and you think you have to kind of hop off, but you're just gliding off, and it goes around. It never stops, unless somebody pulls a bonehead move, which is what happened there. All right, I want to squeeze in another one. Here's Tom, who says, Tom in Indiana. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I want you to know a lot of us are listening to you in the so-called flyover states. We love it. I love the fact that you mentioned that you live in the Midwest. I guess you could probably relate to this. Ever have any of those late-night beef sandwiches? I certainly have, and I do not know what happened, but one night I brought home beef sandwiches that my wife requested, Chicago style, for a party we were having the next day, an important party for our son, and there was about 45 of them, and somehow they all disappeared from the refrigerator, or so I thought. Here's the mistake. I was in a rush. I wanted to see the game. I hurried in the house. I put the sandwiches, unfortunately, not in the refrigerator, as it turns out, but on the counter next to the refrigerator. Our dog, which is a very big German Shepherd, jumped up during the middle of the night, or when I didn't know it was happening, and ate every single one of the beef sandwiches. Let's just say I was in the doghouse. That's my dumb thing. I love it. All of you were brilliant this time around. I love the doghouse deal. That was a funny little metaphor, I suppose. Yeah, with big dogs, you can't, well, with any dogs, really. I had a friend that, you can't leave out food. I had a friend that left out a pizza and had a, like, 60-pound dog. The dog jumped up until it pulled the whole pizza down and ate the entire pizza. Yeah, dogs and food, let's just say, they don't mix. You got to make sure you put your food away. Dumb things. Next week we'll do it once again.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.